President Ahmadinejad pays tribute to victims of U.S. crime in the Persian Gulf. Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says threatening Iran could destabilize the Middle East. And Hezbollah Secretary General confirms prisoner swap with Israeli regime includes information on four Iranian diplomats kidnapped in Lebanon. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IYNN English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on Wednesday paid tribute to the victims of a passenger plane which was shot down by a U.S. warship over the Persian Gulf in 1988. Speaking on the sidelines of a cabinet meeting, the president said such criminal acts have roots in the enemy's ideology which allows them to commit any crime in order to attain their goals. The president said the perpetrators of this heinous crime were awarded with courage medals at the time. President Ahmadinejad said, however, that the days of bullying powers are numbered.
Hundreds of Iranians scattered flowers into the Persian Gulf Wednesday as the nation remembered the 290 passengers killed when a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian airliner two decades ago. Some 300 relatives of victims, artists, and officials sailed from the southern port city of Bandar Abbas to the spot where the Iran Air Airbus A300 crashed into the water on July 3, 1988, killing all on board. The USS Winston shot down the airliner shortly after it took off from Bandar Abbas for Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Participants shouted death to America and we condemn U.S. state terrorism as helicopters showered flowers on the crash site. The participants also released 66 white pigeons into the air in remembrance of the 66 children killed in the attack.
Well, may their soul rest in peace. Iran's foreign minister, Mahmoud Mottaki, on Wednesday dismissed the threat of an attack against the Islamic Republic. Mottaki said the United States could not afford to open a second front in the Middle East, adding, the Israeli occupying regime has also too much political turmoil to cope with. Mottaki told the Associated Press in an interview that he does not believe Israel or the United States would resort to such a craziness while the U.S. economy is suffering and it is bogged down in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The minister said the rational thinkers in the United States would prevent their government to make such a grave mistake. Mottaki said the people in the United States would prevent the imposition of another adventurism by the U.S. government that would put pressure on the U.S. taxpayers. He said Iran always seeks political and diplomatic solutions and that he sees improvements in the U.S. tone recently as well as in some recent diplomatic offerings to Iran. However, Mottaki said if Iran is attacked, it would respond as any independent country. Now, the U.S. President Bush on Wednesday repeated his anti-Iran rhetoric but said diplomacy was the first option to address the country's nuclear program. He told reporters at the White House that all options are on the table against Iran, but the first option for the United States is to solve the issue diplomatically. Bush repeated his illegal demand that Iran completely halt its uranium enrichment program. He said Iran would be more isolated and would face more economic hardship if it does not stop enriching uranium. The U.S. president has been pressuring the Islamic Republic to give up its absolute right to peaceful nuclear energy, which is stipulated in the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, to which Iran is a signatory. And now, Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said on Wednesday that an Israeli strike on Iranian nuclear facilities would be a high-risk move that could destabilize the Middle East. Speaking at a Defense Department news conference, Mullen said he believes that Iran has the capability to interrupt the ship traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Referring to the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, he said, opening up a third front right now would be extremely stressful on the Americans. However, he refused to say what did Israeli regime's officials told him during his meetings last week about any intentions to strike Iran. And now the Iranian oil minister Ghulam Hossein Nozari on Wednesday brushed aside speculations that the Islamic Republic would stop its oil exports in a case of an attack. He said Iran has always been a reliable source of supply to the market and remains a supplier forever. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the World Petroleum Congress in Madrid, Spain, Nozari, however, warned about any kind of aggression against Iran. He said Iran would react fiercely to any attack, warning that such a foolishness would cause oil prices to radically skyrocket. Nozari also ruled out increasing supply to cool crude prices, echoing OPEC members that the market is well supplied and there is no need to boost production quotas. The OPEC Secretary General Abdullah al-Badri urged the United States in an interview published on Wednesday to stop harassing OPEC members. Al-Badri made the remarks in reaction to a move by the U.S. Congress to allow the Justice Department to sue OPEC members over high oil prices. He said, "The soaring prices of oil is not due to the myth of the lack of supplies, as Western countries have said." The OPEC chief stressed that soaring prices are caused by speculation sparked by the subprime lending crisis in the United States. Al-Badri reiterated his call on the U.S. to stop harassing OPEC countries. Iran and Turkey have agreed to finalize a deal on the development of three phases of the Islamic Republic's South Pars gas field, despite U.S. opposition.